this morning about 6 a.m. The Bryan Police Department served a narcotics search warrant in the 1000 block of Burt Street. There they were looking at a suspected methamphetamines lab or drugs in the house. Once the search warrant was complete, three people were in custody, and they located what appeared to be some type of volatile chemicals that are consistent with meth lab. So that at that time, they had to contact DPS. We had DPS come up from Houston, where they specialize in removing these volatile chemicals, which are extremely hazardous to humans and can cause severe injury and or death.
Any sort of evacuation?
No, it wasn't that bad. It's all contained to the house. Understand that the suspects live and work in that house all the time. But it's something that we don't want to put our employees or citizens at risk.
So there were a lot of vehicles surrounding the house for a variety of reasons to check out the house and also to do the criminal investigation, I guess.
Sure. We had detectives there. We had patrol. The fire department, fire marshal was there looking at the house and some concerns with that. We had our district attorney's office out there and DPS. So we had a lot of people out there, created a lot of curiosity within the community. But really, the pause was just waiting for an outside agency to come in with the proper equipment to safely remove those chemicals.
Any sort of estimation yet of how significant of an operation was going on?
Well, this is an operation that our detectives have been working on for about a week now. So they kind of knew what they were looking at. But when it comes to the safety of the removal of the chemicals, that's just something we're not prepared to do. And three people were arrested in reference to possession of controlled substance penalty group one.
If you could translate that, if you know whether the manufacturing operation appeared as if it was going to be for personal use as opposed to distribution?
Well, any type of manufacturer of drugs is going to be on a scale that's not going to be for personal use. So that's just a given that it's going to be for probably some type of sale.
Just by the appearances, you know, how big of a scale was this operation?
That's hard for me to say, Bill. I wasn't inside the house. It's just I know definitely more than one, two, or three people could consume in a reasonable amount of time, because you can make a large quantity, and the amount that a person uses is a very small quantity.